History's Distant Chants, the voice of perhaps India's greatest writer, Rabindranath Tagore, whose words, music, and philosophies extended well beyond his homeland. Best and simply known as Tagore, this poet, essayist, novelist, and musician commanded international acclaim. In 1913, he was the first non-European to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. Transcending the communications and transportation limitations of an evolving world, Tagore's spiritual messages moved the most influential minds of his time, so says producer Kushal Bose.
And in a series of arguments and discussions and debates with Einstein that was broadcast in German radio in the 30s, he was able to get an equal par with Einstein between science and art, between philosophy and reasoning and logic. He debated one-on-one with Einstein.
It's the Einstein brand that remains a modern staple, while Tagore is hardly known, even in India. Kushal Bose looks to reverse that shortcoming with his multimedia production, A Humble Offering, Reflections of a Poet's Journey Through Life. Bose brings his ambitious effort to the drama theater at UB's Center for the Arts on Sunday at 7 p.m.
See, my vision for producing this play was to free Tagore from the 20th century, to open the eyes and ears of today's generation to the beauty and power of those messages, for multicultural freedom of expression. Because today, I think he's more relevant today than he was 150 years ago when he was born.
Bose argues that Tagore stood ahead of his time with the three main principles of his words and music. His stories featured strong female characters long before women's rights had an established role in the modern world. He called for freedom of the mind, with less focus on classrooms and more on the lessons of nature. And as Bose says, Tagore lived a life with a belief in diversity.
Throughout his life, he integrated Western, Scottish tunes and Czechoslovakian tunes and Polish compositions into his music. And he was a great musician. He composed over 2,200 songs that are very, very popular even today. So in these songs that he composed, he integrated many, many folk songs, Western songs, just to be able to integrate and tell, make sure that we understand and appreciate other cultures.
Tagore's words and talents inspired the national anthems for India and Bangladesh. He was at odds with Nehru and Gandhi as they developed their vision for the future of an independent India. Few historical figures can rival Tagore's widespread influence on politics, literature, music, and spiritualism. Producer Kushal Bose looks to capture that enormity in his production. He employs high-resolution video, interpretive dance, and music to tell Tagore's ascendant story. A recorded introduction by Sharmila Tagore, the actress Bose calls the Elizabeth Taylor of India, adds to the experience.
I didn't want them to read Tagore only. I wanted them to live Tagore. That's why I call it an immersive experience. That's why at the end of the show, we open the public, open the audience, questions and answers. I want them to be involved in Tagore's and debate and discuss and want to know more about Tagore.
A Humble Offering, Reflections of a Poet's Journey Through Life, appears at the Drama Theater at UB's Center for the Arts on Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.